hearing her up too.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What did you say?
That's good.
Don't press the I. Press it.
Priscilla, I'm going on the air soon. Can I put these in my ears now?
Hello.
Do you guys hear me now?
Hello.
Yeah. This is what's really weird.
Good.
We're on the air. It says we're on the air. But
hi everybody, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to say they didn't give me the countdown, which is really weird.
Yes, probably because it's a new number and something's going on. So should we just let you take the floor now, Johnny?
All right. This is Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life Laughter Happiness. And today I have my co-host Barbara. You there, Barbara?
Yes, I am here. Hi, everybody.
And I have our guests today are Paul Fowler and Janice Schott. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, guys. Hi, Paul. Janice, Hi. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Fan Appreciation Day. Two of our biggest fans of the show from the beginning. And we're so grateful for you guys and glad you're here. And I think Johnny wants to say a few words.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's amazing the extent of, like, I mean, we have a lot of people that like the show. But, I mean, as far as, like, you too, there's no limit. I mean, it's amazing how much you like it. I mean, Janice with her YouTube comments and Paul, you know, always wanting to help, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, so thanks, you guys. Thank you. Why do you like us?
Who wants to go first?
Put Janice on the spot.
Put me on the spot first, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
You can do it now.
Do I go first?
Ladies first. Yeah.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Okay. Can you repeat the question?
Oh, why do you like us? It's too broad, though. Johnny, we had a couple of specific questions that I know that you wanted to start out with. Do you have a more specific question to start with for Johnny?
Well, I mean, I think the question is what appeals to you about the show in general? You know?
Okay. I'll answer that. I find the show really encouraging and inspiring, very uplifting, and very positive, and I really enjoy that. It really helps me a great deal.
Oh, good. And are you listening every episode, pretty much, Janice?
Pretty much. Almost every episode, pretty much.
Wow. So you've seen a lot. You've seen... Okay, starting when? Because I've been there for about a year, a little over a year. So were you listening before I came along?
I had listened to Blog Talk Radio before, listening to Jonathan's shows, but I really started listening to the shows about middle October, October 26, 2018 or so. And it went from there.
That sounds pretty specific, October 26.
Yeah,
exactly the first time.
And she does. Wow, that's great. Okay, we're going to go back and forth a little bit. So, Paul.
Okay.
Paul. What do you find is the biggest thing about the show that you are enjoying?
Well, it's not just what Janice said, but also the fact that it's not the same thing night after night. You know, there's a lot of different things that have different topics. They have a lot of different kind of people come on.
And I think you're enjoying the psychics a lot, too, because before the show, you've expressed that you have already had readings before. Years before. So that's cool. Wow. And so you're really taking advantage, and you're even going to psychic counseling even outside of just listening to the show, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of readings with Vanessa Orr.
Awesome. Well, that's what we strive for, is to help. And so to hear that you guys are being helped and you're enjoying it as well, that is wonderful. Right, Johnny?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Wow. So the ones you have on are a lot different from what I was used to when I was in Florida. You go to a mall down there, and it's a potluck.
Oh, really? It's
here,
a mall?
Yeah, it's a lot different here.
Is it usually one, there's one psychic there or several to choose from?
Well, they would usually have two or three people in a booth. So it's almost like
a booth? That's really old-fashioned.
yes, it is. It is. It's kind of like playing Russian roulette.
Oh, that's interesting. But now it's pretty much, well, it's very much different. It's totally the real thing. You're not really knowing the person's credentials when you go to a booth on the pier. So good.
No.
I'm glad we're able to give you something that you enjoy and love. So, hey, thank you. This is Fan Appreciation Day, and we, Johnny and I, are very grateful for you guys. So let's
thank you.
Go to Jan. Yes, let's go to Janice a little bit. And
there you go.
Where you're from and a little bit about yourself. What do you do? Where are you from? Things like that.
Okay. My name is Janice, and I am from Ohio. And I have a Shih Tzu, and I have three cats. And I help out around the house, and I take walks, and I love to sing, and I love the country line dance when I'm able to.
Oh, how fun. I love that.
Yeah.
That is fun.
Well, yeah, I've been dancing for years. I don't country line.
All the moves. I love that. Wow. That's so social. That's so
I don't,
good to have something
sorry,
like that.
Not interrupt you. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Oh, and I think we have a caller. Do you want to take a call?
Sure.
Okay.
269, you're on the air.
269, you have called
Hello.
On Fan Appreciation Day. Hi, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Sandy, and I'm from Michigan, Augusta.
Oh, I recognize Sandy. Sandy mm-hmm. has been listening for a long time, too. Johnny, you take this call and ask Sandy a couple questions, and because she's your friend for a long time, isn't
she? Yeah, it seems like you've known the show for some time. I mean, you know, she would probably be another one because she always calls in when you have a psychic on, and she loves to talk to the psychics. She's our probably the favorite psychic, probably the most loyal psychic caller that we've had. Wouldn't you say so, Sandy?
It's been a while since I've been on, but yeah, I was doing it a couple times a week.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. All of you, basically, when you do get any kind of advice from our psychics, do you take the advice?
I do. And it made me open my eyes to a lot of things. So I think I'm in a better place right now.
Oh, good. Well, what about you, Paul?
I've learned a lot more than actually, well, I've learned a lot about myself.
So it's not so much about advice, it's more about kind of, you know, digging deep and finding out about yourself.
That's just the way it turned out.
Oh. Okay.
The first reading I had with Vanessa, they had a past life thing jump in, so that kind of.
Oh, that's fun to find out.
Change the direction. Oh, yeah.
It's really fun to find that stuff out, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The eye-opening. Totally fun.
Very eye-opening.
But what about Janice?
Very much so.
Yes, and I don't remember Janice calling much in for a psychic.
Well, she never did.
Okay.
That's what she never did. I mean, it was...
Okay. Well, Janice likes it for, it's like uplifting. She's getting some positive advice, positive stories she's hearing. She's enjoying listening to everybody else, like you guys.
Yeah.
I also enjoy the pet psychics and the pet mediums pretty well. I enjoy that.
Because you have three cats and a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty busy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I wanted to tell everybody that Janice has written some very nice reviews for the show.
Thank you.
And also private messages to me, which are I really appreciate. When I lost my cat, you were writing to me, and I appreciated it so much.
Well, it's devastating to hear what. Sorry, I keep interrupting you.
That's okay. That happens a lot on radio. We just roll.
But it was devastating what happened to Petal Rose. I'm really sorry that happened. It's really sad.
I know, because I'm a cat lover like you. I love cats.
She sounded like a real sweetheart of a cat. Definitely did.
The sweetest, but I would like to get a dog. But I even get a lot of advice from psychics because, you know, sometimes I don't know what to do. Even a simple decision like, should I get a cat or a dog? Or, you know, I mean, it's always nice to have somebody else to ask.
I also enjoy how you share about how that you and Jonathan share how there's more to models than the looks and their daily lives and their goals, their dreams and ambitions. I really enjoy that. That's really great.
Thank you. Johnny, you should talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's sort of funny because, like, I've had some people say, you know, well, you need to treat women nice, treat the women nice. And then when you try to treat them nice, when you try to give them attention, you know, for being nice and everything, treating like a person, people get upset. And then they sit around. It's amazing. You know, it's, and that's the thing that gets me. Oh, by the way, we have another caller. Do you want me to put this other person on as well?
Okay, but let me ask you before you put these callers on, because we haven't even dived into our the people who are on right now, and we have taken chunks out of their day for them to be schedule them.
That's
so
true.
I'm wondering, these callers, are they calling, not Sandy, because Sandy's a big fan, but the callers, are they lining up because they think they're going to talk to a psychic?
No, they're lining up because they know what we're talking about. They're lining
okay.
up. Okay. I told them that you're, I'll put this person through, okay?
Okay, well, do you guys don't mind? I mean, but Paul has so much to say. He said that he didn't get everything out last show, so I want to give Paul a little chance to do that today, too.
Okay, well, Paul can go ahead for certain.
In.
You can go ahead, Paul. It's your turn to be
too.
On the spot.
Yeah. What do we not know about you, Paul, that you wanted us to know that you didn't get to last time? Tell us.
Well, I know we were just discussing the Coast Guard. We kind of covered a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of everything, it seems.
So yes, and you cannot spread your life too thin. So tell us tell us something interesting that we don't know about you that you find to be, you know, above average or interesting?
Not okay. Yeah, I'm on the spot now.
Enjoy it.
If I put it that way, right? What is above average about you, Paul?
I'm average.
Oh, don't say that. Well, what makes you special?
I'm alive.
Okay. Here's your big chance, Paul. You were going to tell us.
I don't know. You're breaking up again.
Okay. No. Do we have to pick your brain?
Sure.
Okay. What did you do? Are you still working on at the Coast Guard now?
No. I've been retired for 22 years.
Okay. Well, then would you like to tell us what it was like when you were working with the Coast Guard? Is that the subject you want to talk about?
Well, that was what I thought the last show was about. And, you know, it's something that I did for 22 years, and I loved it. I loved it so much.
Awesome.
I didn't want to quit, but I didn't have a choice.
Well, it's so nice that you did something and had a career that you actually loved because, you know, some people don't have a career that they love that you – and you have to get there early.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I get up earlier than I did when I was on active duty.
Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why don't you have a choice? What happened, mind me asking?
Well, this was back in the 1990s, late 1990s, and there was a big realignments in the service. And one of the things that was being done was Congress was mandating that the services had to reduce their size.
I'm sorry.
And the funny thing is, it didn't affect the Coast Guard because Congress did not mandate the Coast Guard has to downsize. But the powers that be in Washington said, well, before Congress asks us to do this, let's do it anyway. So they came up with a higher tenure program.
Now, is there a difference between the Coast Guard and why was the difference in, say, another branch, like, say, the Navy or the Army?
For one thing, the Coast Guard is not the Department of Defense. It never has been. It was originally Department of the Treasury, at which time it was older than the Navy. And then it became Department of Transportation, and now it's Department of Homeland Security. But it's still considered one of the five armed forces.
I see. Do you, feel that it's gotten better or worse?
Overall, I've seen a lot of things slip away. It's any service. It's nothing like what it was in the years that I was in. About mid-80s, things really started to change, and I don't think it was really for the better. But
no.
I'm sorry. They started easing up on a lot of things. Good example, back in 1985, because after the Olympics and I'd left L.A., I heard about what they call a stress card. And what a stress card is if a recruit in basic training feels they are being, stressed. They can produce that card, and then the company commander has to start going easy on them.
Okay. That seems like I've seen the movies. Like,
you've seen the movies, so you know
and,
what basic training was.
I know the drill sergeant is actually, as a tradition of being rough, that's, they're generally not the flower people, the flower children.
Not by any stretch.
What?
Yeah, say not by any stretch of the imagination. At least not then.
The flower people?
I guess what
I'm lost.
Me too.
I think what he's trying to say is that you can't, that seems like, it's kind of like, it's like saying, I think what I'm trying to get a good analogy, imagine telling a doctor, you can't say the words, I'm sick.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's what they're asking you to do is not easy, so it's obvious that they're going to be kind of rough on you. That's the point I'm trying to get at.
Here's the thing about when you go through basic training. Just to give you an idea, any of you seen the movie Full Metal Jacket? I'm sure you
have. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm referencing.
You know the basic training at the beginning of the movie?
Yes, I remember.
Where the drill sergeant is up in the recruit's face yelling at him, saying all kinds of profanity and all this other Well, that's what it used to be like.
Oh, my gosh.
And
sounds
they
terrible.
Can't do that. They can't do that anymore. Well, there's a reason for doing it, though. There is a method to their madness. What they're trying
to do. I'm sure there is, but
what they're trying to
rough.
Do is they're trying to tear people down and rebuild them as a soldier. Because have all these different people, all these different kinds of people come in from all different backgrounds, all different experiences, and you have to break them down so you can teach them to be a soldier. They have to all be the same, which is why they used to do that.
Why can't they do that anymore?
Good question.
A lot of people can't take that anymore. Upbringing in homes has changed.
Because of suicide? They didn't want people to do what that guy did in the movie, kill himself?
Sorry,
I didn't mean to ruin the movie for everybody.
Yeah, that was kind of excessive, and I don't know about Marine Corps-based training, but I have known Marines. And that's more theatric. That's more movie.
Yes, but there's got to be some truth
but
in that.
There is a certain amount of truth to that.
Yeah, because we see it in every movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to remember too, for a movie, they're trying to bring audiences in to see this, and they want to keep their attention. So they have to pick and choose what they show. They can't show everything.
That makes sense, but I don't usually watch movies like that. It's just too sad. Stressful.
I don't like watching people get tormented.
PTSD comes in.
Yeah. Yeah, they're that's one of the things when I watch movies, I get kind of critical of them too.
Okay, hold on. I think I heard, who did I hear say something?
It was me.
Who did
Sandy.
I hear? Oh, Sandy.
I believe, yes. I believe that's where the PTSD comes in. I think too many people were suffering from PTSD. Because
what
like
do you
he
think
says,
about that
you know,
I think that's a little more involved. Well, they're not
PTSD
so much
from their
guys from basic
stepdad?
Training. I'm sorry?
Like from their upbringing, like a mean father or father figure of some kind?
Well, I mean,
is that what you're talking about, Sandy?
A lot of them have pretty much had things handed to them. Okay, there's too much. There's been a lot of indulgence. So when they confront somebody like a drill sergeant or a company commander, it's not anything they've ever experienced, and a lot of them don't know how to deal with it.
Well, then they have to, because they have to know what it's like. I mean, what if they get captured and they're
mm-hmm.
behind enemy lines? I mean, they have to be strong.
Well, you know, also another thing I've heard, and this is something that I think the movies get right every single time they do this, is, okay, you know, they put a soldier in for drill sergeant, you know, as a
mm-hmm.
drill sergeant. And the guy decides he's going to mouth off. So he decides, I'm not going to push this guy around. So he tries to pick a fight with a drill sergeant, right? And it always ends the same way. And you know what that way
mm-hmm.
is, right?
Of course. He ends up on the floor. The drill sergeant's looking over him.
What?
That's true.
What did you say about the drill sergeant?
I would say usually it's probably the drill sergeant ends up on the floor with the drill sergeant looking down at him.
Well, I mean, I had a high school teacher who was a Vietnam vet, and he told me, look, those guys have been doing it for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to – I mean, seriously, it's like trying to play skiing against an Olympic gold medalist, you know.
Yeah.
But has that ever happened? Like, I mean, have you ever seen a guy?
I've never seen it.
Really?
I've never seen anybody foolish enough to try it. Of course, I went through basic training in 1975. And it was a little different back then.
Seems like you remember it like it wasn't very long ago.
I remember a lot of things like it wasn't very long ago.
It's very intense, wasn't it?
You never
yeah.
saw somebody rebel against the drill sergeant, Paul?
No.
Wow.
No. I was going to say, we have different categories of people. At least back then, when they went through basic training, they had four categories of people who go through basic training. You'd have your normal recruits who get treated like everybody else. Then you have what they call the green belts. Green belts are medical holds who they're not quite physically fit enough, so they're working with them to get them in shape. Then you have the red belts, which are the nutcases. they're the ones who go in and they try everything they can to get out.
Right.
Why do they change their mind once they get in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
because they
kids,
all pretty much choose to. They
yeah,
choose
it's,
to.
It's all volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't think you can handle it, don't try going in because it's very hard to get back out.
Okay, and what are the things that make it so you cannot be in the military physically? What kind of things? You can't be handicapped because, certain things. Tell us.
But to be able to pass a physical fitness test. You have to be able to meet the standards. They have weight standards. You have to be able to do X number of push-ups or sit-ups. You know, they actually do a physical test before you enlist, before you get accepted.
What about your eyesight? Does that matter, or can you just wear glasses?
You can wear glasses. It only matters depending on the job that you want to pursue.
Oh.
Okay. If you wanted to, for instance, if you wanted to fly, when you first go in, you have to have 20/20 eyesight uncorrected in order to fly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Once you're qualified to fly, then it changes. As long as your eyesight doesn't get too bad, they can correct the, as long as it's correctable to 20/20, you can still fly.
Now, I have a question. What is the difference between corrected 20/20 and uncorrected 20/20? I mean, what's the difference if it's 20/20?
Corrected 20/20 is when you're wearing glasses. Uncorrected, no glasses. You have to have 20/20. You cannot be wearing corrective lenses.
Oh, what you're saying is that if they were to correct your vision surgically and then it's 20/20, then that would be uncorrected 20/20, you know, if you don't wear glasses.
Well, I don't know about now because back then we didn't have that.
So nobody can be in the military that wears glasses?
No, you can be in. You can even enlist and wear glasses.
But not the pilot.
Certain jobs require 20/20 eyesight when you start.
Is that being a pilot?
Yes. 20/20? That's one of them, yes. Now, after you've done it, you get qualified, you're actually commissioned, you have flight certifications, you've graduated flight school, then your eyesight, they'll allow it to deteriorate to a certain point. As long as it's still correctable to 20/20, then you
can
do it.
Because with age, my dad was a pilot, and his is now not 20/20, but I think pretty much the whole 45 years it was.
Well, here's the
amazing
thing. It only applies to the military. Okay, when you start, it only applies to the military to have 20/20 eyesight.
Well, that's what he did too, the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure when he started had 20/20 eyesight. Like I said, over
anything
the years,
else?
It can progress. It can, you know, it can get worse. I mean, my dad's was like that.
What if you don't have? What if you're missing some fingers? What if, you know, just give me some examples of what can't make it through.
If you can't do X number of push-ups or sit-ups.
What about handling a rifle? I mean, you're going to have to pull the trigger.
Well, yeah, I mean, they'll look at that. I've never heard anybody trying to get in with those disabilities. But then again, not everybody – well, let me rephrase. If you go through basic training, you do get qualified to use a weapon.
Oh,
you get qualified for rifle and pistol. Everybody has to go through that.
Well, I bet this was a wonderful thing for you to go through basic training and make it through that, because after that, everybody knows it's really tough. But you feel really accomplished after something like that. So that's a boost for you right there. And then all of the guys around you and the women too have that same boost. So you're feeling a high sense of morale.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's important for them to create that.
Yeah. When you graduate basic training, when you graduate basic training, it's a sense of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is. I mean,
even now
it is, even though basic training is so much easier. We tease them at Fort Wood all the time, say, you guys are going through summer camp right now.
No,
this basic training, this is nothing. This is like going to Boy Scout camp.
And not only that, but some people have to do it hot places, like really hot places. And, you know, like some people go to San Diego, and that's nice, but some people go to hot and humid places, and they have all of that stuff on them that's hot and heavy in the boots.
Mm-hmm.
And they have
so
to
they don't
that
scream at
hard.
You anymore in boot camp, right?
Well, not the way they used to. I mean, yes, they still raise their voices, but they do not, at least as far as I know, I've never heard anybody call anybody a maggot anymore.
Is that because they could get in trouble?
Yeah.
For emotional or psychological abuse?
They've changed the rules, so they can't, there's no more hazing. They're supposed to curb their profanity. They cannot physically touch recruits anymore.
That's
Can you
good.
Tell us what hazing is exactly? I know what it is, but I want to know details.
Okay, well, hazing is it's kind of like teasing or let me see if I can give you an example. One of the things about hazing would be when you make E7, they have what they used to call chief's initiation. And it basically was whatever the other E7s could come up with to humiliate you. One example.
Single you out.
Yeah, they're doing that, but I mean, it's an initiation. It's
you
a
know,
little
like
more...
take the cadet's clothes and like harass them, Paul? Is that what you mean too?
Well, let's put it this way. They had one person, this was back in the early 80s, that they had standing gate guard at the main gate of the base in a diaper.
Wow.
Horrible.
Oh. Yeah, especially when they don't have time to do that to everybody. So it is like you're being you're being taken as one person.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're
an example of that.
But you're moving to a level that is above a normal promotion.
Yeah.
When you go from E6 to E7, you're joining an elite group. So that's why they would have those. They can't have those anymore. It was the same thing with King Neptune's court, which was crossing the equator.
Maybe they had some deaths with the hazing.
Well, sometimes they would get carried away. There were times they would get carried away. An example was up in, I think it was Attu, Alaska. They would save everything from every meal, all the leftovers from a meal. And then the next day they would throw it back to the fish.
Gross. I can't hear him very well. Can you guys hear Paul?
Yeah.
I hear a lot of breaking up.
You hear what?
I'm hearing a lot of breaking up. The background.
Yeah, it sounds crackled now. Yeah. It was clear before. It sounds a little bit crackled now with Paul.
Yeah,
we cannot hear Paul very. Paul, get the connection back. We'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
I want to move to Janice
move
a little
around.
Bit. What?
Maybe
oh, yeah,
move
around a little bit. I want to ask Janice. Okay, you're from Ohio. What city in Ohio?
Lima.
Lima. Where is that near? Is that near Cincinnati? I know Dayton and Cincinnati. I used to fly there when I was a flight attendant from Nashville.
Well, it's not near Dayton. It's not near Cincinnati. I'm not really good at geography.
Okay. I don't know, but okay, tell us about your town. Were you born there and raised there? Did you go to school there?
Yeah, I lived here my whole life. I've lived in Lima, Ohio my whole life.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
You know what, I had a friend from L.A. that was modeling for a while, and then all of a sudden.
I kind of heard you, but you kind of crackled and broke up, Barbara. What did you say? Hello?
She's here. She's on the phone.
You there?
Yeah, we're having all kinds of wonderful technical issues.
Isn't it wonderful?
Well, what I've been doing is I have been telling people who are calling in like regulars to call in, and they've been able to get through fine, it seems. So, you know. Okay, she says her call was dropped.
Uh-huh.
Let me see here. Okay. Let me try to get her back here.
Okay.
What
is everybody here?
I'm here.
Oh.
I'm here.
Hi, you guys. Okay,
there
my call was dropped. On the end of my last question, it was just dropped, and I tried to call back.
Hey, technical stuff
you.
Happens. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yes, because we have a new phone number for the show, so.
Yeah, I tried to call three times and couldn't get through.
Hmm. Well, Johnny will have to check on that.
He will. Hmm.
Okay. Well, my question before I got dropped, and now I can't even remember, you guys. Oh, something about Ohio.
Yeah.
What do I enjoy about Ohio, where I live?
Well, yes, and you went to school there, born and raised, and you really love it there, so that's good. And I was telling you about my friend who's from Ohio, and she wanted to go back, and it's a nice place. It's very, very family-oriented. That's what I was saying.
It depends on where you are.
Yeah, it can be.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Where you are.
Sorry, who's saying what? What's the question?
Paul said that.
I was saying it depends on where you are.
That's true.
Yes, I have a cousin in Carrollton. But I spent a few years in Dayton.
Dayton, where I know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a river there.
Yeah.
That's all I know. I would fly there, spend the night, and then get back on my airplane and take care of more passengers. But sometimes we would have a little bit longer, and we would go dancing. And I was only 18 years old, so
mm-hmm.
I thought that was amazing. And I'd be out with the pilots, and I'd be the only flight attendant. And, you know, I would always get in because when you're wearing, you couldn't wear all of your uniform. That was against the rules, but you could wear part of your uniform. So, therefore, when people would see a person in a uniform, for some reason, they thought, okay, they're good, let them through.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that
oh, yes,
the
uniform's
a
wonderful thing.
Right?
The uniform's a wonderful
of the
thing.
Uniform. You like the uniform too, I bet, Paul.
Oh yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing like going into a place like Hooters in a flight suit and everybody knows what you were doing. You've been flying all day.
Do you like obviously you like that, but do you wear a uniform now?
Our work uniform, I hate it, but it's a lot better than what we used to have. Now, the only time I actually wear my Coast Guard uniform would be like, I think the last time I wore it was a Wreaths Across America, where a representative of each service would place a wreath for Christmas.
Okay, so you are allowed to wear your uniform, even though you're not in active duty. You can put it on if you'd like to?
There are certain times that you're allowed to do it. Usually, if it's a actual military function, yes, I can wear my uniform.
Okay, but you cannot go out there, and I bet if you impersonated something that you were not active duty in, that might not be
so good. That's frowned on, yes. That is
frowned,
that is frowned on.
Frowned upon. I can imagine.
Yes. Yes.
Like impersonating. You're impersonating because you're
mm-hmm.
impersonating and you're it's like an abuse of power.
Paul Fowler.
Yeah.
Paul Fowler.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm impersonating myself.
Yeah,
is it because of the outfit? Is it because the uniform is uncomfortable, Paul?
Actually, most of the time when I was on active duty, we didn't bother really wearing it unless we had to because you get tired of it.
Wow.
Now, wearing a flight suit is one thing because they're very comfortable.
By the way, Vanessa's calling in.
Oh,
oh really?
Great. Oh, that's
want to
put
wonderful.
It yes.
Of course.
Okay. I would. Hey, Vanessa,
hey.
Are you there?
I am. Hi, Vanessa.
Were you able to get through okay? No
Hello,
busy signal?
Barbara. Sorry?
Were you able to get through? No busy signals?
I did get a busy signal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I did
the first time I tried to call in.
Hmm. Yeah, like that, like what Paul said.
I'm glad you tried again. I'm so glad you tried again.
I know.
So that's so wonderful that you called on our Fan Appreciation Day. And yeah,
I know.
So I was asking Paul, you probably heard that he, and I asked him, well, so you're taking advantage of our psychic counseling, which we encourage to further that off the show because you only get 5 or 10 minutes during the show for the complimentary reading. And then it's important to continue it. Which he does. So that's amazing. And that made me feel so, I was so glad about that. I was really glad about that.
Oh, yes. I appreciate Paul.
Yeah.
Paul's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. And other callers off the Monday night show also book. So thank you. Thank you, Barbara
yes.
and Jonathan. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. That's wonderful.
Yes, it is. Your show does a lot of good things. Life, Laughter, and Happiness does a lot of good work.
Thank you. That really is encouraging for us to hear. Because we know we're going in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. And the nicest people call in. I mean, look who you have on tonight. So, you know,
yeah.
it's the nicest
Jonathan
people that call in.
It was? What did you say?
The Janice and Paul.
Janice and Paul.
Yeah.
Yes, I knew it was. You know, what was funny is that this show was on my mind all day today.
Really?
Wow. So it must be going. Yes, it really was. And I was working all day today, and I would stop and I'm like, "What is on my mind?" And I would said, "Oh, the show tonight with Paul and Janice and Barbara.
Yeah,
and Priscilla was on my mind a lot today."
You listen.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why was it on your mind so much?
I know. I almost contacted Barbara, but I refrained and said, no, I'm not going to bother Barbara with some, you know, question out of the blue. And so I asked, is the show going to go well? And it was. I got a yes. I still get a yes tonight. So I just jumped on. Is it? Are y'all having a good time?
We're having technical problems, but it's going good.
Yeah, very unnoticeable, though. But you know what? When you said that, you got a yes on that. I am sitting up right now because I'm going to test right now. And so if your body goes forward, that means a yes. If it goes back, it's a no.
That's a no.
So throughout this, I'm going to practice this. I want Vanessa, could you ask a few questions and take over a little bit, because I want to practice this.
Okay. Well, maybe I should just let Janice ask me a question or let Paul ask me a question. Paul and I are buddies.
Perfect.
And I just met Janice tonight. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello. You're very interesting.
What if Janice asked a question?
I see so many birds around Janice. Why
you
would
say
I see
birds?
So many birds around you? Yes.
I have no idea.
Blue jays? They look like blue jays?
Blue jays?
You don't know.
Hmm.
No? No clue. We don't
I don't
know.
I don't have any birds. I don't know.
I hear tons of birds. Could you get that mixed up with my birds around me?
No, it's around Janice.
No.
Anyway, I'm picking up.
Know on that.
I'm picking up on. Okay. Yeah.
Janice.
That's right.
Well, sometimes where we live, we have some blue jays that come around the house sometimes.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Sometimes.
See, look what Janice did there. She was trying to stump the psychic.
Yeah. Oh, well, but Vanessa was asking you what your favorite hobby was, Janice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love to sing, write stories, and country line dance when I'm able to.
Oh, you're really. I would love to be able to know how to country line dance, but I think now it's too late. And I live here in Houston, so I had plenty of opportunity, didn't I? Yeah. Well, that's really great. So you're very active.
Yeah. I like to go for walks, my dog, and I go for walks myself. I enjoy fresh air and blue skies and cool breeze. That's nice.
Are you having plenty of that? We're finally getting a little bit of that right now here in Houston. I'm sure
it was absolutely gorgeous today.
I know.
It's absolutely gorgeous today.
It's fantastic out there right now.
It looked like a postcard.
There
it was like 62, got up to 66 today. Yep.
Oh, how nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
amazing.
Do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, you know what?
She
loves the psychics, Vanessa. She loves the psychics that deal with animals, and I know you do that.
Yes,
correct?
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
And we've had some callers who have contacted the show on Monday night and have asked about what their dog is thinking. And it's always interesting to me. I always think, oh, I'm not going to be able to do it, you know. And then it typically comes through. So if something comes through with Janice's dog, I will certainly. Is this a female?
Yeah, I have a female dog.
Okay. Let's see. This isn't going to make any sense to you because I'm not really getting a lead on it. It's skipping. I know it means nothing to you. She's talking about skipping. Skipping as you skip
skipping?
Along.
skipping, you know, how you can
skip.
Well,
she enjoys going for a walk. She gets real happy when she goes for a walk. I don't know about skipping. I don't know.
I don't either, but that's what she was now talking about. Well, I'm not really picking up very much.
I like
much.
It. Oh, you know what?
Well,
we're going to have
you
on for the pet psychic, and I want to have you back on because we always get just a person who only does pets. And why
uh-huh.
should we? Because you do it all.
Oh, I love it.
Right, John?
Oh,
you just have her on and do
that's
like
true.
Half the time for pets, half the time for people. And you know what it seems
oh,
like?
I would
it
love
would be
that.
Real. It would be real because the pets, they don't lie. I mean, it is what it is. And,
yeah.
I mean, you're going to feel
yeah.
what you feel.
You read animals, Vanessa?
Yeah, animals. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yes. It's interesting because they will tell me things. And, I had a horse here a couple years ago, and every time I would pass the horse, I guess it was 3 years ago, he would always tell me he missed his friend. I'd pass his horse and pass his horse, and I'm like, I keep getting the same message. Obviously, I need to pay attention. And I think I've told this story before, but it turned out the owner came by, and I said, Did your horse lose a friend or misses a friend? Oh, yes. It was a tragic accident. And the owner told me about this horse that was boarding at my property, what had happened to his friend. And I won't go into it, but it really stayed with this horse. So I do clearing. I do clearing of DNA and past lives in animals and PTSD, and I do it for people too. So for two nights in a row, I asked my husband, Rich, Janice, to come out with me into the paddocks and hold the horse, you know, with the halter, and I cleared the horse with a magnet. And I'll tell you how you can clear your dog, Janice, is you get a magnet off the
refrigerator. Clear my dog? What are you talking about? Clear my dog.
Clearing if she doesn't feel well.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And you pass the magnet from between her eyes, up over her head, down her back, and all the way down past her tail. And sometimes, well, no, all the time, when I access animals or people, I can see and will be shown, and then I will test to see what it is that's bothering this person or this animal. And so your dog keeps talking about the number 11. So if I ask the question, is
number
she 11,
11 huh?
years old? Yeah.
She's going to be turning, I think she's going to be turning 12 this year. No, she is going to
okay.
be turning 11, that's right.
Wow.
Sorry, I get confused. It's 11, yeah. not 12.
Oh, it's okay.
Wow.
It's all right.
Yeah.
But she was, yeah. So when you clear animals like that, you will pick up just what the first thing is that comes to your mind or your heart, or even if you see it in your mind's eye, is that's the issue that is sitting in the auric field of a dog or a horse or a person or a field or a tree. I have people that have called
okay,
me to come clear
I'm kind
the
of
tree.
Lost. What are you talking about? Vanessa, I'm sorry.
I'm a Reiki healer, so I'm an energy healer, and I heal dogs, I heal animals, people.
You feel my dog
fields,
is sad? Is
houses.
That what you're saying?
I was picking up on some sadness. Yeah, I didn't want to say it.
That's okay.
Was there a gentleman around you? Was there a gentleman around you for a while whom she liked? It's a male, anyway.
Yeah. What
did
do you
this
read from
male
that?
Play? Sorry.
I'm sorry. What did you say? I'm sorry. I didn't
okay.
understand what you said. It cracked up.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's not your fault.
She's talking about. She liked this male that you were a friend with or an associate with or something. And he keeps showing me something red that he played with her with. And she does
red,
something
she
red.
Misses them.
It looks like a little toy, like a fluffy toy. Excuse me. Anyway,
we used
that's
to,
what she's talking
well,
about.
Before, with the dog, I mean, the dog used to belong to a next-door neighbor owner, but he died because he had to go to an assisted living place, and he had Alzheimer's. But then when he became our dog, so, yeah. I don't know if it's a red toy or not.
Person.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I said, yes, I agree. Yes, there's something about this. There's a forlorn. Forlorn is depression.
Right.
Let me ask her what she thinks about you. She keeps talking about you give her a soft place to lay. Is this in? I keep seeing a living room, and something
soft place to lay.
Like, yeah, it's like something on the floor for her. Is this like a little cushion or something?
She doesn't usually sleep on the. She does sleep on the floor, but she likes to sleep on the bed. But she does like to lay in front of doors, in the front of the closet door, and stuff like that.
Oh, does she? Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Or a chair.
I guess my dog's laying in front of the door. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
or a stuffed chair. Yeah.
Yeah, she shows me. It looks like a living room. Like there's a sofa. It looks like a door to the right of the sofa. The sofa faces a wall, and there's a wall with a doorway. It must go to a kitchen, they're telling me. But that's what she's showing me right now at her eye level. So if I ask
her, there's no door, but there's – sorry, not to interrupt you. There's not a door, but there's an open archway, but it is directly behind the sofa leading into the kitchen.
All right.
It's one level. There's no stairs.
All right.
It's at the basement. Go ahead.
Okay.
You were saying she seems happy with me. Is that what you were saying?
She is happy. I got the word grateful earlier. And
grateful.
You're such a nice. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
if I
good.
Ask the question,
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Yes. If I ask, was she worried about her?
What?
I'm good.
But she wanted to hear more.
Go on, Vanessa.
Yeah, go on, Vanessa.
Okay. She says that she was unsure what her demise was. There was, it looks like a woman affiliated with the elderly man, and it looks like a daughter, and she kept saying, I can't take her. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it was a daughter.
Okay,
or
can you repeat that again? Daughter? I'm kind of lost. Help me understand. Repeat that again.
The gentleman who lived next door to you who had the Alzheimer's.
Right.
He had a woman who visited him on a pretty regular basis, and she said she couldn't take the dog.
Oh, his. I think he did have a daughter. I think he couldn't take the dog. And then I know that
that's
he had
right.
Alzheimer's, and his friend and also another person he knew couldn't take the dog. So we took the dog, and the dog became our dog. Because he couldn't take care of the dog's needs, like the potty mess, because she's house trained. And she goes potty outside, too. But yeah, with the transition with the move with the assistant living place, she would be in the dark and there would be no radio. And, you know, we felt bad. So then we brought her over and then she soon became our dog.
She's very grateful to you. And she loves going for the walks. She's talking about,
she
did this before. Yeah. You've opened up her world for her. Mm-hmm.
Do what?
You have opened up her world for her. You've opened up a new territory for her. If you ask me, does this dog love you? I get a resounding yes.
Aww.
So,
well, I love her too very much.
Yeah. I wish you could see. I always wish that people could see what I see in readings. Readings are so edifying. And they, you know, they're so instantaneous. It's an instantaneous connection. And she is literally drawing with her, well, I guess it's with her paws, I guess, a heart, filling it in with red.
She's with her paws or heart, is that you said?
Yeah. That must be for you.
Really?
Red is very important to this dog. Red comes up in this reading a lot with this dog. And Janice, as I tell you, as I give you this reading, I am getting the ultimate confirmation here. That I won't go into what that is, but there are variations or levels of confirmation, and you are receiving ultimate confirmation. I'm also shown that in the reading, I'm getting ultimate confirmation. So everything that I'm shown here in this reading, I'm getting accuracy, like 100% accuracy. I could test for the exact percentage. You're very inquisitive. You are very inquisitive.
I love
you
to
like
ask questions.
You right about things.
Yes.
Listen,
yeah,
you know
I do like
thought?
That.
I wanted to have Janice do the interviewing of Paul because it seemed like that. I saw that too, you guys. I saw that because we set them up on this chat. We and Johnny and myself put them on the chat, and they went at it. And Janice was just like asking so many great questions to Paul and just bringing out so
Thank
much.
You.
That was my idea, but then I didn't want to, you know. It's always nerve-wracking to be on a show for the first time.
Well, it definitely
and I didn't
does help. Sorry,
do that to you.
I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry.
Janice, I didn't want to do that to you, but you know what? I did want to, but I knew that you were a little nervous. Oh. But, I mean, you are a great interviewer, right?
Well, my dad always said
right,
I should.
Vanessa?
Sorry.
But I was going to say something.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
We have okay. another fan that's calling in. Can we put them through?
Yeah.
Sure. So I'll step Janice,
okay,
you're doing great, by the way.
407.
It was nice. I'll step off. It was nice to meet you, Janice.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for calling, Vanessa. And,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And somebody doesn't even know that they even want a reading for their animal. And it just happened today. And you know what? I think that Janice was really grateful and happy to hear all of that, you know? And she didn't.
Can I say something to confirm Vanessa reading for me?
Yes.
My dog, her name's Pepper. She's a black and silverish colored like Jiu Jitsu. She is 11 years old. And it's funny that you talked about her being depressed because, as you know, with you know, the virus, the COVID-19, I don't go in that too much. She's been really depressed because, as you know, the pet salon has been closed. But the good news is she's got an appointment very soon, and she's very happy about that. She loves going for walks. So.
She
loves going for rides
you know
in the car, too.
I will send her some long-distance Reiki tonight, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
right.
you.
Okay.
Vanessa.
Will
thank
my dog cheer
my
up soon where she's not so depressed, Vanessa?
Yes, and I will do the work tonight. Plus, she loves seeing you. She loves seeing you.
She seems
you.
Really restless.
Okay.
She really
okay.
seems kind of restless lately, kind of upset.
Well, Janice,
okay.
I will go do the work right now then.
Okay, thank you.
Now,
God bless,
person,
Vanessa.
The person that we're
thank
doing
you.
Right now.
Honor.
Area code 407.
Appreciate it, Vanessa. Thank you.
She's a friend of
absolutely.
The show. Lori, are you there?
Hi. Yes, indeed. How's everyone doing tonight? I'm a fan of everyone that's on the show.
Hi,
Barbara,
Lori.
Are you there?
Hi.
Is this
yes,
the one
I
with
do.
The same birthday as Joyce Keller and,
yes,
and
yes.
Jonathan?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Hi, Lori.
Yes. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi,
Paul, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Say hi. Say
hi,
Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Okay, awesome. Hi. And you know what? We have a great group of people here with us today. And Johnny and I really appreciate you guys because you're there through thick and thin. You've seen us through a lot of shows. I mean, Johnny has a lot that I have done since I started. A few hundred shows, and that's a lot to listen to. So we appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We have Lori. Is Sandy still on?
No, she's not.
Okay. But, Sandy but has been a long listener.
What I've been doing all night long is I've been telling the fans of the show to call in so that one, they can call in, two, that I can test to make sure they get busy so they don't get busy signals.
Okay, good.
Like at the beginning?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now that we
I apologize ahead of time if I cut anybody off. I don't mean to. It's like a big party. It's kind of confusing.
It's hard. You know what? It's
hey,
hard.
Hey, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
That's the way it
works. It works like that because we can't see each other's body language, so it's harder on radio, but you're doing great. And I want everybody to go around and say, where's the best place to find you? I think that it would be obviously on Life After Happiness, but I want everybody to come on our Facebook page and start talking with each other there. Hey, Johnny, don't you think we should on Facebook start a more of a like a chat room for everybody?
Well, I think
know each other?
We have that. I thought we made that a little bit.
Okay. Well, did
well, you had that one
use
group
it?
That had like four of us.
I don't know, but I would like everybody to come together. Are you all on Facebook? All of you?
Yeah. I'm on Facebook.
Okay. So I would love it if everybody could connect. And Janice does not spell her name like the I-C-E. It's
J-A-N-I-S. I-S.
Yes.
Like Janice
I-S.
Joplin.
Janice.
Oh, she spells
yeah.
it that way too? Cool.
Yep.
Okay, so then you can and spell your last name for us, Janice.
Shut, like shut the door, S-H-U and double T.
Okay, and then we have Paul Fowler. It's just exactly how it sounds.
Yep.
Spelled exactly how it sounds. And what about Lori? There's a lot of ways to spell your name. Lori, are you there?
Yeah, it's just real simple, L-O-R-I-E. And my dad has always liked for me to go by Lori Ann, and I honor his memory. In a formal setting, he insisted that I be called Lori Ann, and I just like to be called Lori. So if you ever hear Lori Ann, it's probably me, the one that's calling in on the show.
Oh, really?
And I guess,
is it A-N-N or A-N-N-E?
Because, huh?
Is it A-N-N or A-N-N-E?
Just A-N-N. And Lori, I just spell L-O-R-I-E.
I-E. Okay. I'm Barbara Ann, by the way. So I've always liked that. Barbara Ann. Mm-hmm.
So, Lori, you're a call. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Lori, you're a columnist, huh? You're a writer?
Yeah, I am, actually. I love writing. I don't know what else to say. It's just very fun.
Yeah. Good question. You know what,
where
Dad,
are you from?
Keep
where
going.
Are you from?
I'm
where
from
are
you
Texas, from,
Lori? El Paso.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. What did you say?
El Paso, Texas.
Texas. Okay.
Uh-huh. El Paso.
You said Texas, right?
Yeah, but I said El Paso. That's the city in Texas.
Oh, okay. El Paso, Texas?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, okay. What do you like about Texas?
What I like about Texas is the small town feel. No matter how big the state is, anywhere you can go, we all have a very country heart. You can be in the most fancy, most formal hotel or dinner party, and people are still very country and very down home and very warm hearted. And I do miss that. I mean, I'm still in the South. I'm in Florida. I live in Orlando, but Texas is very, 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 very full of heart and very, very, just very Southern, and I love that.
Yeah, I thought you lived in Florida before when I heard a few of shows before, but when you said Texas, I was kind of like, huh? I was kind of confused.
Oh, that's where I'm from, but I'm calling. I've lived in Orlando off and on for 25 years.
That must be amazing. Living in Florida.
It's a big,
It is, and I'll tell you, it's been an education because of the cultural diversity more than anything else. Being in a small state, I think it's a small state. Well, it's not small, but being in this state and being exposed to so much cultural diversity. Well, beginning in my marriage, I mean, I'm married to someone who's of a different language, culture, country. And I just kind of reflected that in everything that's happened to me in Florida. It's always been the same thing. You know, there's nothing, it doesn't strike me or faze me to hear, go through a day with French, English, Spanish, German, Latin, and Arabic, and all within like 4 or 5 hours of the day. And that's just through regular life, shopping or talking or visiting or whatever, working.
So how long have you lived there in the Orlando, Florida now?
Off and on for about 25 years. With my husband's career, we had to do a lot of traveling. We also lived overseas, but Florida's home. I like it.
So is that like a dream living there?
Honestly, yeah, it is. Because when I was a kid, I couldn't see past, you know, the country streets of Texas. I just couldn't see past it. I just thought, is this it? And I didn't move here until I was 29. So honestly, this is a dream. If you would have told me that I was living, you know, right in front of a lake, that I had to be aware of alligators, that I'd be seeing wild turkeys, that wild rabbits, bunny rabbits would be running around, I would have thought you were out of your mind. But no, that's normal for Florida.
Wild turkeys in Florida?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that what you said? Really? Do you have a farm or something?
I did.
Oh. Okay.
No, they're just wild. They run around the streets. Wild ducks, too. Ducks fly.
So what kind of stuff do you like to write about?
I am one of those kinds of people that my intuition kicks in. I'm highly empathic. So my intuitive nature kicks in, and that's what gets written. So if, like, I'm outside, I will formulate an article in my mind about green living or about nature or about birds or trees. I started off with poetry and rhyming, and I thought, oh, okay. And then I just let my mind go and didn't think, and then all sorts of other things just started happening. And, you know, I just was able to write without even really thinking about it.
That's incredible.
I think everyone can do it, actually.
Good job. Wow. I love listening. It's nice. Listen, you know, you guys are awesome. So how do you feel all coming together, being our top fans of the show that we've gotten into a group today? How do you feel all together? Does this make you feel special? Or are you nervous anymore? How do you guys feel?
Who goes first?
Well, it's just, I'm
Janice,
enjoying it.
Go first, and then Paul.
Okay.
No, I definitely feel special, and I feel honored, and it's a lot of fun. It's great.
Good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I've always loved
to
talk. That helps.
And Paul will probably tell me later, I didn't get to tell my great, fantastic stories of adventures in Alaska, Barbara. I'm going to have to come back on.
Oh, I'm just enjoying letting somebody else be in the hot seat for a little while.
Okay. Good. Wow. Hey, Johnny.
Yes.
What do you think about the show? It's a good idea, right? I had this idea for fan appreciation. I mean, they should be appreciated.
It is a good idea.
Yeah. You know. Mhm. It's fun.
I wanted to say that what I appreciate about
those
the
good
show.
Reviews.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. What I wanted to say about the show is there is none other like it. Why? Where? There is the respect. There is the diversity. There's so many people with so many different subjects, from so many different walks of life, and somehow, one way or another, Johnny and Barbara can relate to everything and everyone, every topic. that's on the show, and it's almost like you're walking into their office or their parlor or their corporate headquarters. They are so warm and so welcoming and do such a terrific job putting the whole thing together. It seems seamless, but you know that it's effort. And I just appreciate coming to a show where there's no discussion of politics. There's no discussion of world events. There's no red buttons. There's no button pushing on this
show. Thank you. That was my idea, Lori,
nothing
to not have politics involved.
Thank goodness for
that.
More
awesome. Oh, good. I'm glad you guys think that, because I wanted it to be a safe place where nobody's going to get that anxiety and that the anger brewing. And I know that politics can raise all of those emotions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good. That was a good decision then. Good. Okay. That's
oh,
what
definitely.
I'm learning here today. Thank
you for not including politics. I appreciate that.
That's probably,
or religion.
That's the description I've heard.
Really, Paul? You like that too?
Yeah, yeah. That's probably the best description I've heard in a long time.
Oh, good.
Just covered everything, which was really great.
Yes, she does. She does cover everything. And Lori, I want to sit down with her, and she's going to write some things about the show and Donnie and I, and I'm excited about working with her.
Yes, well, there's a writer for you. Lori is
I'm definitely looking forward to see what Lori writes and
Thank
describes
you.
About the show. She's very expressive.
It'll write itself, and I will just be the vessel with the pen typewriter. It'll write itself. The good thing about being intuitive and empathic is you don't have to think, you don't have to plan, you don't have to worry. It'll write itself, and it'll set its own tone. And all I have to do is be well rested and clear up my conjunctivitis. I've got pink eye. But other than that, you know, it'll write itself, and it'll be, it's really cool the way these things unfold on their own.
Hope you feel better, Lori.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That's great. That sounds like you.
I don't feel bad. I just look like a monster right now with this pink eye.
So you're not like a perfectionist, Lori? Have you gotten better about
that? I was when I was teaching English. I was very much so perfectionist when I was teaching from paragraph to essay. And as a creative writer, I realize now, hey, I need to write, get it all out of my system, come back day or two, and then do all the clerical and the corrections. And you know what? Going forward, what I'm going to do is hire someone else to do all of the editing. Because whenever I edit, I end up changing it, and I don't want to be doing that anymore. It's just supposed to come out the way it does.
Be less headache to have someone else edit it.
You don't like editing things either, huh?
It's just I
do,
can write
but not
stuff,
my own
but,
work. I would
sorry,
rather edit
I'm
something. I'll edit real well for you, but I don't like to edit my own work because then I'll change it.
It sounds like you're able to do with words what I try to do with music.
Oh, wow. Tell us. Do tell.
Can I ask you a question, Paul?
Yeah.
What kind of music do you compose? Sorry, not trying to put you on the hot seat. Just an idea. What do you do?
I've tried a little bit of all kinds of things. I can't do anything modern, like 90s and beyond that. Most of the stuff that I do is what I'm used to. It's what I grew up with.
Oh.
Anything 80s style, earlier than that. Well, Janice, you've listened to this show for a while.
Like, yeah.
You remember the music that they used
yeah,
to play?
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. I heard the jingle. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's where they got that from.
Very catchy. I wanted to mention that.
Yeah, I shortened that quite a bit.
I didn't want to put you in the hot seat again too much.
Oh, that wouldn't bother me when I talked about that.
That was awesome. Very upbeat.
Yeah, I had shortened that.
And very catchy. Very catchy beat. Excellent job, Paul.
We thank you for helping with the show and helping with the music. And we're going to use Paul a lot more for the network, the Life, Laughter, Happiness network that Johnny is starting now.
The channel.
Yeah, the channel, I mean. So that's good. And you know what? People who love you that are around you and your fans that are loyal, those are people that, you know, you can draw things from, and they're happy. We're a circle, and everything circulates, and we help each other. And so Johnny and I also appreciate that so much, too. Like Lori, she's going to be writing something on our show. Paul, his music. Also, then Janice has written a lot of reviews for our show, too, which I took note of that. And that's everywhere. That's on our YouTube. That's everywhere. And
thank
that
you.
Is something. Yeah, it took a lot of time, and it takes time and effort. And we appreciate that, Janice.
Thank you. It definitely takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an honor and a joy to do so. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Very well written. Okay, wow. Well, you guys, okay, we'll meet back on the Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook. I started a blog there, the blog page. I didn't even know. And Jenny's like, oh, you started a blog. Oh, really? I thought it was just a regular extension page, but it's a blog. So please, let's all go there and start writing and make it interesting for everybody. I would really appreciate that. Lori, could you start it off on our blog, our Life, Laughter, Happiness blog page on Facebook? Could you start a little entry there for us after the show or whenever you have time? Okay.
Sure. What do you want me to talk about? A summary of how I feel about the show, or what do you want?
A summary of your experience on the show tonight, coming on and talking with the most loyal listeners. A few of the most loyal listeners. Yeah. Okay, that'd be great. And you know what?
Yeah,
I might as well start
definitely.
Doing the shout out right now, because you all can go back on our YouTube channel. Johnny puts it up momentarily after the show. He puts it up probably within the half an hour. Our show will be up on YouTube, and you can listen to it again and get ideas. I love that. And then listen to all of our other shows, too. You can find there. They're all up now, right, Johnny?
Yes. All 300, 300 plus.
Yeah,
300 plus.
Something like that.
Categorized in playlists because we have a lot of shows, yes. Something like that. So go there, everybody, on the YouTube channel. Listen to this show again and find our other shows. That would be great.
So this one's going to end up on my flash drive again like the other ones.
On your what?
On my flash drive.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You saved them, Paul?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. Some people know how to do
Johnny's
that. Some people don't know how to do that. Wow.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that there's a very important birthday coming up, and that is the founder of the show. And Jonathan's birthday is coming up, and he is very humble, very meek, very very shy. And I just think that it would be a great day to recognize his birthday. It's May 28th, and... he never
Joyce Keller's going to be there too.
Yeah. Tell us what you're planning
for
your birthday show. Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm not the founder of the show. This is Jonathan's show.
I told Joyce about coming on, and she goes, "Gee, May 28 people. That's like 12 people."
The Gemini, yes.
Mm.
Is it the Gemini?
A lot of twins.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because my daughter's was yesterday, so she's...
She'll be Taurus.
By their birthday, it changes over to Gemini.
Yep.
Correct? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When does it change over?
To the 21st. I believe it's the 21st.
Oh, it always is? Because if I'm a Leo, August 21st, then it always... changes over around the 23rd for the other sign.
Yeah, you are right on the cusp.
So that's really good.
Yeah, you are close. You are so close to Virgo. It isn't funny.
I used to think I don't want to be on a cusp.
So that means she's a Leo or not?
She's a Leo. Barbara's a Leo.
She's on the cusp.
Yep.
Okay.
Supposedly that's a good thing.
Because the 22nd is when it changes.
Mm.
For that month.
Oh, each month is different.
Yep, they are different.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be great if we had on the show somebody who was doing the astrological signs to come on when
but
all
I know
three
Johnny's
of you
had
are
on in the past.
Oh, there's tons
long
of them out there,
ago.
Johnny. We should find that for you. I mean, I love that astrological. Or we could have Vanessa do the numerology. She's
yeah.
really good with numbers.
Right.
Yeah, that's totally interesting.
Yeah, numerology is interesting too.
Well, I'm here in my home state now, Washington State. Not where I grew up, but in
uh-huh.
the same state. And it's beautiful here. And I am going to go up to eat my mom's home cooking dinner.
Okay.
And I told her,
oh,
they know Barbara's going to be up here at 6:09, you guys. So I'm not rushing you. But
what is she having?
My show schedule now after coming and visiting so many times. And I'm like, no, I do my show. I don't know, but I'm smelling it, and it smells really good. I think I'm smelling baked potatoes, maybe a juicy steak. They do like their meat here. They love their
beef. Sounds good.
Yeah, and I don't even have to do it. And I've just been organizing and, you know, just enjoying my mother.
So how long are you staying out there in Washington, Barbara?
Oh, just until the 19th, so a total of 10 days.
Mm. So you're able to
I think a week is not long enough. A week, I always think a week's not long enough, so I added some time this time to it.
Yeah, it never is long enough. You've been able to relax any?
I have been relaxing. Yes, I've been relaxing. Mhm. I want to watch that Mr. Rogers movie tonight.
Well, you had said it had been like a few years since you had got to see your mom, unfortunately, but it probably
no.
doesn't feel like enough time.
No.
Oh.
I think that you got it wrong. I was saying
he
only has a couple of years left to live. That's what the doctor says. But I
enjoy these. Enjoy these times.
Thank you. That's why it was interesting that I get out here. Thank you. Because of the doctor's prognosis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
Enjoy these times, because I know what it's like when you lose someone. So enjoy the times, please.
Yeah, but then now I'm seeing her, and I think she's
yeah.
so much better than giving time that I
mm-hmm.
You know what? The doctors don't always know. And then what Vanessa told me in my reading about it, it was way better than what I thought. So
yeah.
I'm going to go with that, the positive.
Yeah,
there
mm-hmm. you go. That's the best way to look at it. And that's true.
You.
Doctors do not know everything.
No, they're going by statistics, and my mother
mm-hmm.
seems great right now, so I'm going to go with that. She has the underlying lung condition, so we have to be very careful with the coronavirus
thing. Yeah.
So it was
so
a little risky
called?
That we came, actually.
Barbara, what did you have? What's the name for it?
IPF.
What?
Indio. Okay, is the I, okay? And Paul would know this. The alphabet. Okay?
For
Papa
what?
For P.
Pulmonary.
F. Foxtrot. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, you know, phonetic alphabet, yeah.
IPF. Okay. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
Yeah. A mouthful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
that's
it. Yeah. And they don't know why. The idiopathic means they don't know why somebody's getting it, because she was not a smoker. And that the pulmonary, obviously, that's the lung. And the fibrosis, meaning the scarring of the lung, where,
mm-hmm.
say, we get an infection of the lung or a cold or the flu, and we heal. They get scarring of the lung. And pretty soon, that scarring grows and grows, and it closes up the lung, and then they can't breathe anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's rough.
I know. And it was a shock to me when she told me after I came back from Germany for my Christmas trip. She told me this, and she just had found out exactly what the doctor thought about her lifespan. And then
she on some treatment or something?
Yeah, but
this medicine is really bad. It gives her side effects. So she stopped taking that. She only takes one medicine, and it doesn't give her the side effects. And I think, well, you know what? If you take that other medicine you were on during the holidays, yeah, of course, you know, you might want to die. I mean, you think you're going to die because you are dying. It's like the cancer patients have the chemo. This is their treatment for that, which it kills everybody.
And I just sent you something that I looked up online. Apparently, there is a new treatment about proteins.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, well, there's a foundation, and so, yes, we would love to hear any ideas, and she does them. Her husband makes sure that she does the green tea or whatever, the homeopathic, but she's so great, and just seeing her this time makes me feel like, okay, I don't think she's going to die in 1 year. I just don't.
Yeah, but we certainly wish her the best.
Thank you. She's still so young and pretty, and it's just so weird. I never thought that, you know, you always think your mom is going to live so long and be old like your grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a big shock to me. It really was. But anyway, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of sympathize. But I went through.
Yeah.
I went through a few years ago.
Oh, it's very, thank you, Paul. It is sad and it is hard. But you know what? It's kind of good to know. At least I know, because then, you know, you just have quality time, and you make a point to have that time, and then you have some warning, and she's like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with this stamp. You know, she stamps things with, like, she has card makers, she makes cards, she's very crafty, she's crafting down here, and I was down here last night, and I was looking around thinking, oh my gosh, what is she going to do with all of this stuff? And then she came down here today, she's like, what am I going to do with all this stuff?
Yeah.
So we're thinking along the same lines like that, but just leave it. You know, your husband will be it. Just leave it. But I want the stamps. She has all those stamps. She stamped the butterfly, the silver dollars, just like all different kinds of things. She's very creative. I would like to have the stamps. So at least she knows, you know, it's nice to have somebody that you can talk to about this stuff, and they're not too shy to talk about it, because I'm not.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of glad that you're close enough to where you can visit on a regular basis. I wasn't able to do that.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask somebody, one of you guys, to do the shout-out. Do you think, since you've been listening long enough, that you can pull it off?
I don't think so.
Duh.
I don't think so.
Duh, I don't know.
Paul?
Duh.
Do it. You have 2 minutes.
No, I'm not.
You can find us. Where can you find us?
Life, laughter,
make it natural.
Happiness.
Make it natural. Go ahead.
You can always find us on Life, Laughter, and Happiness.
Okay, where?
We're on Blog Talk Radio, and I believe hopefully you'll be on, what was that, Roku?
I never say
Roku,
that.
Roku?
We have our own YouTube channel.
Roku, yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Janice?
Yeah.
What's the pact?
Oh, God. You're hilarious.
What? I can't say anything.
It's a vampire werewolf pact. I'm going into all that.
I mean, you know, it's just that, you know, every
Twilight.
Time I talk to somebody that's a Twilight fan, the first thing they do is they tell you about the pact, but then they give you the essay explaining it. And it's
I knew you were going to say that one. I knew it.
Gosh, now you have like 1 minute to tell us what this is all about, Janice.
Oh, no. I do better writing.
Uh-huh.
That. I can't speed talk it.
Hey, as long as they don't tell you to do it in song.
What?
So as long as they don't tell you to do it in song.
Oh, jeez.
You have to sing the shout out.
No, I told her I wouldn't do that. No.
Where can we find your music?
Where can you find mine?
Yeah, yours and Janice's, because you both are musicians.
Well, you'd be very hard pressed to find mine because the only place it's ever been in public has been on this show.
Oh, wow.
So very few people actually get to hear what I write. You have.
Yeah.
Barbara, you've heard what I wrote.
I'm supposed to be writing some lyrics, too.
Yes, yes.
That's not so easy.
No, it's not, is it?
No. Makes you admire the songwriters when you try to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a new perspective, doesn't it? I know it certainly gave me one.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I started writing.
Yeah, it really does. So, but
of course.
We really appreciate every aspect of you guys a lot. And I was so glad that Johnny thought that this would be a good idea, too, to have you guys on today. It really has
actually,
been nice. It really
actually
has been.
It is a good idea. Get to meet somebody new.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll
of
list
course,
you guys. We'll list all of your handles on, or just your Facebook handles on our entry for tonight on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then look for everybody and say hi and connect to each individual page. And I'm so glad that we were able to introduce you guys. Night.
Good. Yeah,
was
fun.
I just glad I was able to get through.
Okay, well, good night, everyone. Good night.
Yes.
Good night, Johnny.
Night.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Janice, Paul, Sam,
thank you.
Laurie, and
okay.
Johnny. Have a great
night.